Today we'd like to see the title of Be Rewarded in the Second Chronicle, chapter 15, verses 1 to 19. To another the people through MP3 or YouTube channel on this, we'd like to suggest the three questions. The questions here, number one, in verse 2. And he went out to meet Asa and said to him, "Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin, the Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you." What does it mean, and how can we apply it to our lives? Question 2 in verse 7. "But you be strong, and do not let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded." Explain the reward from God, and what can we learn from here? Question 3 in verse 16. "Also he removed Maacah, the mother of Asa, the king, from being queen mother, because she had made an obscene image of Asherah, and Asa cut down her obscene image, then crushed, burned it by the brook of Kidron." Explain his removing from being queen mother, and what can we learn from here? Asa, the third king of Judah, was a good king, except not removing the high places in verse 18. In the last time, in 2 Chronicles chapter 14, 15, then they defeated all the cities around Gerar, for the fear of the Lord came upon them, and they plundered all the cities, for there was exceedingly much spoil in them. They also attacked the livestock enclosures and carried off sheep and camels in abundance and returned to Jerusalem. The people of Judah defeated all the cities around Gerar, the far place in the southwest of Jerusalem, and took much spoil, including sheep and camels. Verse 1. "Now the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Obed." Azariah the prophet was the instrument of God. Verse 2. "And he went out to meet Asa and said to him, 'Hear me, Asa, all Judah and Benjamin.'" Judah and Benjamin tribes were the people of Judah, while all the other 10 tribes were the people of Israel. So the audiences were Asa, the king of Judah, and the people of Judah. "The Lord is with you while you are with him." Number one, God is always gracious. As long as you want to be with God, he's with you. Mutual communication or dialogue is ready. There is always prayer. "If you seek him, he will be found by you." If you seek him, such as his word, his will, his kingdom, his righteousness, his purpose, his pleasure, or his direction, you will find his answer. Yes, no, or waiting for his glory. If you forsake him, he will forsake you. But if you turn back from God, God will give you up through his patience in his time. For example, USA being corrupted, such as drinking, premarital sex, and drugs, not forsaken yet, through a few remnants who still seek the Lord because of his patience and love. 2 Peter chapter 3:9. "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, and some count to slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come repentance. Verse 3, for a long time Israel had been without the true God, without a teaching priest, and without a law. After the death of Solomon the king in 931 before Christ, Jeroboam, his soldier, founded Israel, the northern kingdom, and established the polytheistic idol system against God, his priests, and his law. So until the end of Asa's reign over Judah in 870 before Christ, every king of Israel was an evil king who followed Jeroboam's idol system. 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 27, 33. You may read them, is how set up, you know, idol system right there. Verse 4, but when in their trouble they turned to the Lord God of Israel and sought to him, he was found by them. But some of them in Israel sought God, who was allowed to be found by them. Verse 5, in those times there was no peace to the one who went out, nor to the one who came in. But the great turmoil was on all the inhabitants of the land, because of Israel bore the blockade not to enter into the temple of God in Jerusalem. In Judah, the inhabitants were not easy or convenient to go out and come in. Verse 6, so nation was destroyed by nation, and city by city, for God troubled them with every adversity. Nations and civil war was never ceased, because God allowed to trouble them with every kind of distress. No peace in Israel because of not seeking God, his kingdom, or his righteousness compared to peace in Judas in verse 15. Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. 11:28-30, come to me, all you who labor and heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle, lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. Verse 7, but you be strong, and do not let your hands be weak. For your work shall be rewarded. Be strong in the Lord and do all things faithfully through him. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of the His might. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Your work shall be rewarded. The work to serve the Lord is rewarded from God, regardless of the increase on earth or in heaven. The works to serve God are the works according to his will. John 15:17. If you abide in me, my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. God's will. the spiritual works in us, Romans 8:14, that righteous kind of law might be fulfilled in us who do not work according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Book of Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea, Samaria, to the end of the earth. See, the works in us to will and to do for His glory or His pleasure. Philippians 2:13, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure. Number 2, just the works of labor is alone, regardless of its increase, so that the works are not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians 3:16. I planted, Apollos waters, but gave the increase. So then neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who do waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Psalm 1:3. This is, because the work will be rewarding either on earth or in heaven by God. Psalm 1:3. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruits in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Matthew 5:11-12. Blessed are you when you revile and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is the reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. So servants to the Lord can work faithfully in peace, not in distress, regardless of outcome. 2 Corinthians 1:9. Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raised the dead. So, in that way, proceed. And when Asa heard these words and the prophets of Obed, the prophet, he took courage and removed the abominable idols from all the lands of Judah and Benjamin, and from the cities which he had taken in the mountains of Ephraim, and he restored the altar of the Lord that was before the vestibule of the Lord. Asa, according to Obed's prophecy, removed all idols from all land of Judah, southern kingdom, and taken through war from cities in Ephraim, tribe parcel of Israel, northern kingdom. Restore the old altar of the Lord before the vestibule of the Lord. Restore the altar before the lobby of the Lord's temple. Verse 9. Then he gathered all Judah and Benjamin, the inhabitant of Judah nation, and those who dwelt with them, from Ephraim, Manasseh, and Simeon, those refugees from Israel nation, for they came over to him in great numbers from Israel, when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. Asa was the witnesses to the Lord in a lot of refugees from Israel, Matthew 5:16. In the same way, let your light shine before others, they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Amen. 10. So they gathered together at Jerusalem in that month. At the Pentecost feast, they all together gathered to worship God at the temple of God in Jerusalem. Leviticus 23:16. Count 5 days to the day after seventh month, then they shall offer a new grain offering to the Lord. In the 15th year of the reign of Uzziah, about the 1/3 reign years of a total 41 years, they began revival and spiritual reformation. In all, it's all joyful. 2 Chronicles 16:13. Asa rested with his father. He died in 41st year of his reign. 11. They offered to the Lord at that time 700 bulls and 7,000 sheep from the spoil they had brought. They took some of much spoil taken from Galilee area in the last word offering to the Lord. 12. Then they entered into covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. Then the worshippers made a long time agreement with God to seek the Lord mostly from heart, to love him in the top priority. Mark 12:30-31. Verse 13, and whoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel was to be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. Whoever does not seek the Lord, whoever does not love God, is subject to death penalty. That's a sin to death to non-believer. 1 John 5:16. If anyone sees his brother sinning a sin which does not lead to death, he will ask and he will give him life for those who commit sin not leading to death. There is a sin leading to death. I do not say that you should pray about that. John 3:18. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. 14. Then they took an author took an oath before the Lord with a loud voice, with shouting and trumpet and ram's horn. An oath vow was allowed in the Old Testament time, but the oath is discouraged in the New Testament time because humans cannot see the future. For example, now rarely vows in wedding, vow before testimony at a court. Deuteronomy 23:22. But if you abstain from vowing, it shall not be seen to you. Matthew 5:33-37. Again, we have heard, and it reads those Old Testament, you shall not swear falsely, but shall perform your oath to the Lord. But I say to you, do not swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by theirs, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king, nor shall you swear by your head, because you cannot make one hair white or black, but let your yes be yes and your no, no. For whatever is more than this is from the evil one. 15. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with all their soul, and he was found by them. And the Lord gave them rest all around. They rejoiced at the oath because the oath was with full heart, and his answer was given to their returning life to him, as well as peace. For example, when they come to the Lord, he will give rest. Matthew 11, 20. Come to me, all you labor heavily, and I will give you rest. 16. Question 3. Also, he removed the mark, the mother of Asa the king, from being queen mother, because she had made an obscene image of Asherah, and Asa cut down her obscene image, then crushed and burned it by the brook of Kidron. Asa the king removed his mother's position of a queen mother, dishonoring his mother apparently against the fifth commandment of the tenth commandment, or the word of God. Exodus 20, 12, honor your father, your mother, that you did may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Colossians chapter 20, children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing to the Lord. Obscene image of Asherah crushed and burned at. Asherah was the goddess of fertility. Her making the image was against the first and the second commandments, or the first greatest commandment. Exodus 23 and 4. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall make for yourself a carved image, any likeness, anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water on the earth. Matthew 22:37. Jesus said, you shall love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first great commandment. Crushed it and burned it by the brook of Asa, destroyed the image by a small stream of Kidron Valley leading to the Mount of Olives, because to love God is superior to love his mother. That is the first greatest commandment. To love God always prevails the second greatest commandment, to love neighbors. So we should love neighbors within the scope to love God in top priority. Matthew 10:37-38. He who loves father, mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son and daughter more than me is not worthy of me. He who does not take his cross and follow after me, not worthy of me. So we should take our call, each calling from God, God's calling priority, because we love God first. 17. The high places were not removed from Israel. Nevertheless, the heart of Asa was loyal all his days. The high places were the places to worship idols. Asa, as a king, had the power to remove them, but he does not so. Non-Phrygians. It allowed the people of Israel, here it means Judah, the southern nation, to worship idols there. The heart of Asa was loyal all his day, but his heart was always loyal to God, as we should learn from here. 18. He also bought into the house of God the things that his father dedicated, and that he himself had dedicated: silver, gold, utensils. Uh, also dedicated the precious things of his father, the evil king, and of his silver gold containers to God, into the temple of God. Verse 19, there was no war until 35th year of the reign of Asa, from the 15th year, in verse 20, to the 35th year, there was no war for 20 years. We covered all three questions. Let's sing all together the Maranatha songs, the last song, the page 51, number 12.